Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Not the story. Just low 60s, cool, and not a lot of sun. But by Sunday, hey, it's going to be a payback from Mother Nature. We're going to get lots of sunshine and get this, temperatures in the mid-80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
39 in Upper Marlboro this morning. It's 43 in Woodbridge and 45 in Washington.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
an encampment protesting the war in the Middle East draws hundreds of local students in Foggy Bottom. I'm Scott Gelman.
Some area students will start school at a different time come this fall.
How police will enforce this strict new curfew at National Harbor tonight. I'm John Doman.
Former President Trump's January 6th trial remains up in the air, but hundreds of others have already served jail time. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
The Washington Commanders have a new QB.
It's 6 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Arrests and standoffs are multiplying at college campuses across the country where pro-Palestinian demonstrators are demanding schools divest from companies with ties to Israel. In Atlanta,
it was a chaotic scene outside of Emory University as police fire pepper balls to subdue and disperse dozens of protesters on campus. Professor Pamela Scully looking on.
I think it's outrageous that universities across America are calling police on students who are exercising their academic freedom to offer opinions, and that's what education should be.
Police taking the demonstrators and even several professors into custody at Kennesaw State. Demonstrators marched and chanted and eventually dispersed. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Police with shields and batons have arrested 33 people at Indiana University, Bloomington. A day after the Supreme Court heard arguments on former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution, attorneys in his New York criminal trial will get their first chance to question the National Enquirer's former publisher, David Pecker. CBS's Robert Costa.
Pecker testified that he, longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, and Trump had an agreement to make sure stories offered by Karen McDougal, a model, never made it into any tabloid publication. He also testified about early discussions over Stormy Daniels' allegations about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump.
Sentencing is today for a paramedic charged in the death of Elijah McClain after a traffic stop in Colorado. The 23-year-old pleaded he couldn't breathe as he was being injected with ketamine to calm him down. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
What made the case unusual was that the police officers made the arrest and detained McClain while the paramedics, acting hastily, sedated him, which was the cause of death.
Aurora Fire Rescue's Jeremy Cooper was convicted of criminally negligent homicide. A high-level diplomatic meeting in China. Secretary of State Blinken shaking hands with President Xi Jinping in Beijing today as part of a renewed effort to ease tensions between the two countries. Issues like Taiwan and trade, all sticking points. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's just announced it's opened an investigation into whether Tesla's recall of more than 2 million EVs in December to install new autopilot safeguards is adequate. A free air show in the sky over Sacramento with huge Air Force jets and cargo planes flying in from Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma to escape the bad weather.
It's not every day we get to see these, so just being able to hear them and feel the power generated by the engines gets you very excited.
S&P futures up 35, Dow futures ahead 59. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on Friday morning, April 26th. We are at 43 degrees, partly to mostly sunny today, highs upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. A protest continues this morning at George Washington University as dozens of students there join an encampment protest to the Israel-Hamas war. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports plans to have police intervene were quashed last night.
Standing around several tents, hundreds of local students and other demonstrators are calling on George Washington University leadership to divest from companies that support Israel.
I want to take part in this to show my solidarity and be on the right side of history.
They're holding signs that say things like end U.S. aid for Israel and waving Palestinian flags. Here at University Yard on GW's campus, a smaller group of students is holding an Israeli and American flag and watching on as the pro-Palestinian group becomes larger.
I can guarantee you that people protesting here either have no idea what they're talking about, or they're diametrically opposed to any two-state solution that provides self-determination for both Israelis and Palestinians.
University leaders initially planned to have D.C. police clear the encampment at 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, the university says the encampment is unauthorized use of campus space. It says it's working with D.C. police on how to handle the situation. In Northwest D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Many students will have new start and end times to their school days in Prince George's County this fall. The school district announcing the new schedule yesterday, which is designed to improve efficiency and ensure safe transportation for kids to and from school. 84% of schools will see no change or a shift of 15 minutes or less. Some schools will see up to a 45-minute change. Currently, the district has 13 start times and 17 dismissal times. The streamlined process will reduce those numbers to 3 start times and 6 dismissal times.
Strict curfew enforcement is back in Prince George's County, at least at National Harbor. WTOP's John Doman says police there will not be messing around starting at 5 p.m. today.
5 p.m. tonight, this weekend, and really the next few weekends. Anyone 16 or under will need to be with a parent or guardian if they're visiting National Harbor.
We will have more officers there. We will have a greater visibility.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says about a dozen signs will be posted at all entrances to National Harbor. And along with coordination from rideshare companies, there will be no one who can claim ignorance about this curfew. Violations will start with a warning and request for cooperation before police start issuing fines and telling parents to come get their kids.
We are not there to be your babysitter.
John Dome in WTOP News.
The time frame for former President Trump's trial in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot remains an open question after the latest Supreme Court hearing. But hundreds of people have already been convicted of felonies linked to the attack. More from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
The former president has suggested he would consider pardoning many of those convicted of crimes for January 6th if he's reelected.
I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages.
While Mr. Trump calls them hostages, close to 800 have pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the massive security breach at the Capitol. And those who have served jail time include more than 240 who have admitted to felonies. Close to 100 of them pleaded guilty to assaulting law enforcement officers. The FBI continues to investigate and has released videos of additional suspects sought for attacking officers. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Washington Commanders select J.D. Pierce.
That's the cheer that went up from Commanders fans at the NFL draft after hearing that Washington picked their next franchise quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels out of LSU. Here's WTOP sports director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know people are hesitant. You know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now.
More at 25 and 55.
Coming up, if you like sweet and sour together, you may like a new treat coming to store shelves soon. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Kick off the boating season on the beautiful Potomac River on May 3rd through 5th as the D.C. Boat Show returns for its second year at National Harbor. See a variety of more than 200 sail and power boats, new to quality pre-owned. Enjoy live music, food and drinks for purchase, and an array of vendors with the latest boating gear. A limited number of VIP tickets are available. Visit dcboatshows.com for tickets and information.
608.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rita, we got too much going on this early Friday morning.
God, we certainly do. Like I said, somebody forgot to tell everybody that it's Friday. It's not supposed to look like this on a Friday, especially if you're traveling on southbound 95. Maybe you're heading out of town a little early. Might have been a little too late. There's still work set up on southbound 95 after Dale City near the truck scales along the right side. Now, they may be picking this up, but from what I'm looking at, I still see a right lane blocked at some points, and that's the reason why you're in a delay out of Woodbridge headed toward Dumfries. Now, northbound just sees the volume delay in Woodbridge. Then it looks good crossing the Occoquan into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. It was southbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. There'd been an earlier broken down vehicle. Looks like that may have cleared. The delays have eased and not really seeing any activity there anymore. In Virginia on eastbound 66, just the volume passing 234 business in Manassas. So the work closer to 29 in Centerville should be completely gone. Westbound Route 7 near 28 was a report of a crash. Northbound on 28 before Noakes Boulevard, callers reported the crash on the left side. And we also had an earlier wreck on the northbound Fairfax County Parkway near 66. Now, we still have the ongoing problem on northbound 95 in Maryland. This is after the exit for westbound 32. That's a tractor-trailer crash. A single left lane gets by. Looks like they're doing a lot of cleanup in the area because I don't even really see any of the vehicles involved in the wreck, but there may be something on the roadway. So they've got to keep it closed. The left lane gets by, and that left exit from 32 gets by trying to get past the scene. Your delays now after 216 trying to head past the crash, and then it looks good headed toward Route 100. No problems on the Beltway right now. 270 still in good shape in the district. Southbound DC 295 is heavy from Burroughs past East Capitol Street. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
After a cool morning, sunshine will help warm us up into the afternoon. Mid-60s should feel pretty nice around here. As we head into the evening, temperatures will be in the 40s. Clouds start to return. Saturday, more clouds around than sunshine. And a few spotty showers possible, but still plenty of dry time for out of doors. Low 60s, though. A little nip in the air. By the time we get to Sunday, though, a nice warm push. Temperatures into the mid-80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Get out and enjoy it. It'll feel like summertime. Speaking of summertime feels, get this, Monday, with good sunshine, we could push near 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
40 in Lanham, 41 in Gaithersburg, 42 in Arlington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. A new report showing food recalls are at their highest levels in several years. In the last 6 months, lead-tainted applesauce has sickened at least 500 children nationwide, and cantaloupe contaminated with salmonella has led to hundreds of illnesses and at least 6 deaths. The data come from the U.S. PIRG Education Fund, which finds that food and beverage recalls increased by 8% in 2023. Officials say food producers need to focus more on cleanliness and be diligent about disclosing allergens that could make people sick.
There's a new cookie coming from Oreo, and it is a big change from the traditional cookies and cream taste. Oreo's teaming up with Sour Patch Kids, to give customers its most radical flavor ever, a blend of sweet and sour.
Oh.
The Oreo Sour Patch Cookies, a golden cookie with colorful bits of sour sugar mixed into both the cookie and cream filling. They're only available for a limited time. You can get them today at Oreo.com, and they'll hit store shelves May 6th. This will be the first sour cookie for the brand. Other recent Oreo flavors include banana split, Neapolitan, and watermelon.
Coming up on WTOP.
Crime fighting drones by the numbers, what Montgomery County's data shows. I'm Kate Ryan.
612.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Hey, DC, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is now officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You've been waiting to join FanDuel. Now's the time to do it. Don't wait any longer. You can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. The Capitals still in the playoffs. The Nats heading to Miami this weekend. And don't forget about the NBA playoffs. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com slash GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com/federal.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health, it's how we treat people.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 6:15.
A recently launched program in Montgomery County is paying off for law enforcement. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Out of 541 calls for service between October and April 24th, Montgomery County's two drones as first responders have arrived before officers 382 times, and they have an average overall arrival time of just over 1 minute.
When someone calls 911, we can hear them talking to the 911 call taker, and that allows us to send the drone faster.
Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos, Director of Special Operations with the department.
The real-time information to the officers on the ground when they are responding has proven to be very valuable for decision-making.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich has proposed adding more than $773,000 to expand the program in his budget plan. That budget is currently under consideration by the County Council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The National Weather Service's newly updated heat risk forecast tool is about to come in handy as temperatures in our area next week are expected to reach into the high 80s. The National Weather Service, along with the CDC, recently unveiled the new tool, which combines meteorological and medical risk factors with a 7-day weather forecast. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan tells us the update includes new color coding.
On Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, you move up into the yellow range because the heat is creeping up. Beyond that, you get into orange, then red. The top of the chart now, or the really most hazardous heat, is represented by magenta on this new gauge. That's when you need to really pay attention to your body. Make sure you're staying indoors and keep the air conditioning on. Dress in cool clothing if you have to go outside. And for heaven's sake, be hydrated.
And the new system also takes air quality into account.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses, including one in our area.
The Supreme Court yesterday, a New York court today. We have the latest on former President Trump's legal battles.
And a new youth curfew goes into effect this evening at National Harbor.
Keep it here for full details. We'll have them on these stories in the minutes ahead.
Now 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s running down all the Friday trouble is Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Let's start out in Virginia on southbound 95. That's been messy all morning long because of work that is still there along the right side. Now, VDOT is saying it is not supposed to clear till about 6:30, so we'll see how that works out. once we get to 630. Southbound is slow out of Woodbridge, solid, headed toward the truck scales. Northbound, a little volume headed into Woodbridge. Then it looks good crossing the Occoquan into Springfield onto 395, headed to the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound and westbound, 66, no reported issues. The earlier delays in Manassas have eased eastbound. If you're on at 28 northbound before Noakes Boulevard, the left side had been blocked with that wreck. And westbound 7 near 28 had also been a report of a crash. Looks like the northbound Fairfax County Parkway near 66, that earlier wreck should be gone. In Maryland, northbound 95 delays are after 216, headed past the exit for westbound 32. The right side of the roadway was blocked with that crash cleanup. Looks like we have more lanes getting by, so they may have reopened the roadway. Again, you're still finding the delays after 216, headed past 32, and then it looks good making your way toward Route 100. Southbound Route 3 near Annapolis Road or 450 in Bowie had been a report of a wreck. Outer loop of the Beltway delays from New Hampshire Avenue headed toward University Boulevard. You also find on southbound 270, that actually looks good, out of Frederick into Rockville to the lane divide. It is southbound DC 295 that is solid after Eastern Avenue headed all the way to East Capitol Street with your lanes open. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff. What are we looking for today?
Well, we have a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. Metro South, north of town, they're much cooler just because they've had clear skies overnight. I'm seeing lots of 30s north of the city, but Metro South, we're in the low to mid 40s. All of us will kind of level out, I think, about mid 60s this afternoon. Partly sunny skies at times to mostly sunny through the latter half of the day. Mid 60s all in all, pretty nice, brighter than yesterday. Temperatures inching a little bit closer to the average of the 71 degrees, but still slightly below where we should be for this time of year. But all in all, not a bad Friday. Overnight, clouds return. Temperatures back in the 40s. Your Saturday features a lot of cloud cover, low 60s, a coolish day with a few spotty showers at times through the middle of the day. It's all still less than a tenth of an inch rain, so not a lot to wash away the pollen or do much, but just a few sprinkles are possible. Otherwise, just cloudy and cool. You can still get a lot of stuff done out of doors. Just know that it'll be chillier. By Sunday, though, we really switch the pattern. This is kind of what we call a two-season weekend, because by Sunday, sunshine, warmth, maybe even a little humidity sneaking in, mid-80s for highs with a good deal of sunshine on Saturday. By Sunday, we're talking about temperatures. Sunday evening, mid-80s. By Monday, I should say, will be near 90 degrees. Tuesday of next week could be near 90 as well. So get ready for some heat that we'll be building in here in the coming days. This morning, though, a little cool start in Aspen Hill, 41 degrees at this hour. Over at Sudley, it's 43, 39 right now for our friends in Waldorf.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up,
what's believed to be behind a rise in the number of kids getting hearing tests? I'm Mike Murillo.
621.
Once again, MedStar Washington Hospital Center is ranked among the nation's top cardiology, heart, and vascular surgery programs, and the only cardiovascular center in the Washington, D.C. region to be ranked by the U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals 2023-24 survey. Dr. Stuart Seides, executive director of the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, notes, "The entire team feels a genuine sense of pride and accomplishment in this well-deserved and ongoing recognition." For more information about the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, visit MedStarHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. Many years ago, we began advertising with WTOP. The high quality of their audience matched perfectly with our target customer. It turned out to be a very smart move, one I've never regretted. I've seen the success of our partnership, and I can say that WTOP is an excellent advertising option if you need lots of high-quality customers. At Metropolitan Bath and Tile, we take great pride in the beautiful bathrooms we've created over the past 44 years. At WTOP, they take great pride in creating marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver incredible results. So if you're looking to create the bathroom of your dreams, call Metropolitan Bath and Tile. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, reach out to WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Metropolitan Bath and Tile. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
You're listening to WTOP News.
623. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. More and more kids are wearing headphones, which is causing concern for doctors. WTOP's Mike Murillo says audiologists are seeing more and more kids come in with possible hearing loss.
From watching shows in the car,
Paw Patrol ready for action,
to music. I'm on top
of the world. A lot of kids are on their screens, their phones, their tablets all of the time and are wearing headphones because of it.
Dr. Brittany Omitz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
I am seeing quite a few children coming through
to get tested for hearing loss.
It used to be that we were worried about our teenagers, but now we're looking down to 5 years old.
For parents, she says monitor your kids' headphone use.
If you can hear the sound coming out of their headphones, it's too loud.
And consider adopting the 60-60 rule, in which kids don't wear headphones for more than an hour a day and keep the volume at 60%.
The longer you listen to loud noise, the more damage you are susceptible to.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
New audiobooks are set to make magic with a classic book series.
Lumos. Audible's set to re-record all 7 Harry Potter books.
You must expect great things from you.
But it won't just be one person reading the massive series. These recordings will have a full cast with more than 100 actors, immersive entertainment, and high-quality sound.
Meet Harry Potter.
The audiobooks will premiere late next year. The originals will still be available, too. Those recordings were first published in 1999 and launched on Audible in 2015. They've since racked up 1.4 billion listening hours around the world. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston, what we thought would happen with the Commanders pretty much did.
And you know what? Jaden Daniels is unbeaten as the Commanders quarterback at this time. Commanders take the LSU QB with the number 2 pick. What's his message to the fans?
We're going to get somebody as a competitor, you know, that wants to win no matter what. And I just want to go ahead and compete. I want to help the team win football games. I want, at some point, you know, in the future, we'll get this thing turned around, hopefully.
Daniels, one of 6 QBs taken in the first 12 spots. USC's Caleb Williams going first overall to Chicago. You ready for some numbers? 9 offensive linemen taken last night. 7 receivers picked. 9 defensive players taken in the top 32. So, you know, a completely different world in the NFL. Hey, it's 2024. It's an offensive league. Baseball Nationals come up short against the Los Angeles Dodgers. 2-1 manager David Martinez, team leaving 7 on base.
We had moments where we could have scored some runs. You know, so we just got to get back to being us, you know, which is be aggressive, do the simple things. You know, we had a chance today to score a run just by moving a guy over. Next guy hit a fly ball. You know, those are the little things that matters.
Nats visit Miami this weekend. NHL playoffs. Capitals trail the New York Rangers 2-0 entering this evening's game 3. Florida and Carolina both take 3-0 first round series leads last night. NBA playoffs. Orlando and Philadelphia win, but Cleveland and New